My son was 22 months. He went to bed on the Thursday night and never woke up on the Friday morning.
Was it yourself that found him?
My older son, he thought he was still sleeping and came to tell me that he was sleeping, but he said he's sleeping funny. And then I went through and I tried to wake him and realised what had happened.
What was your first reaction when that happened?
I was in complete shock and I was trying to convince myself that, no, this wasn't real, this hadn't happened. But I knew instantly, as soon as I touched him, that he was gone.
What did the ambulance personnel say when they came out?
As soon as they came out, I was in the room with them. They took me out the room and just said, we're really sorry, and they covered him up straight away.
How did you feel?
I was just in complete shock that this wasn't real, this wasn't happening. This doesn't happen to people like me. Like, it was just, it was a nightmare. I thought, no, I need to wake up. This is just a bad dream.
And how was your son?
I don't think he realised what was actually happening. The ambulance people took him into the kitchen and he seen me run. Later on he said I was running about like a crazy person, but he was in the kitchen crying.
So what was doctors first, you know, the things that they told you? What did they give you any information straight away, or were you left
no,
in the dark?
They basically, took out the house, we went to my father-in-law's, they had to do stuff in here, they had to take stuff away, they took Callan away, and it was, the next day or two, they gave me a leaflet and said it would probably come back as sudden infant death. And then the results did come back that it was sudden infant death, which is caught death.
Did you ever think that 22 months caught death?
I thought it was happened to babies under one. There was never in a million years did I think putting my almost 2-year-old to bed that he could die a caught death.
And how was he when you put him to his bed?
He was fine that night. He was full of beans. He was jumping about. There was nothing wrong with him. He went to bed about 8:30. My older son stayed up a wee bit later. He went to bed at 10:30. And Callan woke up when I put Harris to bed. And he chatted. And then I settled the two of them back down to sleep. And then they were fine. And that was it. He just wasn't there in the morning.
Have doctors tried to give you any explanations?
No, it's just sudden infant death. They don't know what causes it.
I take it you just need to wait for a post-mortem result.
Yeah, the initial one came back as sudden infant death, and then they're doing further tests, and I should get the results back within about 6 months.
And it was his funeral yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
How was that for you?
I was still in shock. I couldn't even, I just seen a wee white coffin and thinking that my actual son is in that coffin, and I couldn't believe that I was actually putting him in a hole in the ground.
Do you think it's worse today, knowing that, you know, the funeral's all passed and that's you, you've got to...
I know, it's final, there's nothing else now, I'm never going to see him again,
So, you decided yesterday to raise some money for the Scottish Caught Death
No,
Trust?
Somebody had actually, after he'd passed, a friend set up a GoFundMe page on Facebook and it's just went from there. So he's raised over £2,000 just now. So she wanted me to have the money, but I said I didn't want it. I would rather it went to the Caught Death Society towards their research.
What was your thinking behind that? Why did you want the money to go?
It's not really a thing you hear about, and especially in Callan's age. So it was just, I would rather they took the money and they could do some good to it, and maybe the hope that one day they'll actually find what causes this and maybe stop it from happening.
Do you feel that it's something positive to come?
Yeah, it's something, at least there's something good that came out of this.
And how's your other son been? How did he go to the funeral?
He did. He wanted to go to the funeral, so he went to that. But he's really missing him. He has good days and bad days.
What age is he?
7. He had his birthday just after it happened.
How do you explain this to a 7-year-old?
I know, I couldn't. The only thing I could tell him was Callan's an angel, but obviously he doesn't even know what angels are in heaven and stuff like that. So we just tried to tell him the best he could that it was Callan's turn to be an angel.
How does it feel right now? How do you feel?
I don't even feel... I feel like I'm talking about somebody else, that this isn't... This hasn't happened to me. Like, this isn't real. It's somebody else I'm talking about. I still think he's through the room having a nap, or he's somewhere, somebody's going to bring him back, but he's obviously never going to come back.
Have you ever heard of anybody else having a caught death?
I do not know anybody else that's happened to.
So, I know it's very early, but is it 2 weeks tomorrow, then?
Mm-hmm.
The anniversary. Yes. What does the future hold for you?
I know, I've no idea. I'm just trying to get myself and Harris through every day as best we can.